In Northwest news from 88.5 KNKX, to run for office, you have to meet certain criteria. For the U.S. House, you have to be at least 25 years old. But as 88.5's Paula Whistle tells us, one thing that is not required of congressional candidates might surprise you.
According to the U.S. Constitution, candidates for the House of Representatives do not have to live in the district they represent.
The Constitution just requires that the person be a resident of the state.
So technically, University of Washington political science professor George Lovell says someone could live in Spokane and represent a congressional district in western Washington. Lovell says at different times there have been efforts to make residency a requirement, but
the courts have been resistant to state efforts to attach additional qualifications.
This issue has come up this election season because one of the candidates running for the 7th congressional seat in Seattle doesn't live in the district. Pramila Jayapal is one of two Democrats facing off in the general election. Her spokesman, Todd Preeb, says Jayapal is only 20 blocks outside district boundaries and
I think ultimately what's important is that the candidate knows the people and knows the area that they're about to represent.
He points out that Jayapal has lived in Seattle for more than 20 years and was in the 7th District until redistricting put her house outside the boundaries. Jayapal's opponent is Democrat Brady Walkinshaw. He hasn't made residency a big issue in this campaign, but his campaign manager, Kyle Lehman, does say,
I think it's really important that the voters in the district and the representatives of the district all live in the same place.
Walkinshaw's people also chide Jayapal for not running in the 9th district where she actually lives. Even though Jayapal's spokesman Preeb downplays the importance of residency, he does say if she wins,
she is planning on moving into the district.
Ultimately, it will be up to voters to decide if where a candidate lives matters.